These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 13th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today, we'll see a chance of showers, then showers, and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be around 54, with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 51. In local news, as a series of storms that has already killed two homeless people again ramps up, Sacramento County officials are taking an unprecedented step, opening the state fairgrounds as an emergency shelter. Local and state officials have long floated the 350-acre Cal Expo campus as an option for the homeless. Thursday marked the first time it actually happened. Cal Expo's Building 8, located behind the water park, will serve as a 100-bed weather respite center for the homeless during the storms. The building, near the American River Parkway, is close to the hundreds of people camping along riverbanks. The river is expected to rise this weekend, potentially flooding their encampments and putting them in danger. County employees will refer or transfer homeless individuals to Cal Expo. The shelter will not accept walk-ins. Sacramento, which has been slammed with a series of atmospheric river storms since New Year's Eve, is under another flood watch Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021 signed a bill that clears the way for state and county officials to open a large homeless shelter at Cal Expo's so-called Lot Z. The goal was to get hundreds of people off the parkway, where camps have damaged the levee in some areas. A shelter there has not opened. In cannabis news, cannabis-infused doggy treats and other pet foods have been available in California for years. But safety standards for CBD products, including oils and capsules, still only cover the state's two-legged residents. That started to change when Newsom signed Assembly Bill 1885 into law last September, giving the Department of Cannabis control until July 2025 to establish animal safety regulations for the commercial cannabis marketplace. Now, the agency is asking for the money to do so. It seeks $155,000 and funding for one analyst in the 2023-24 budget, and $147,000 the following year to fulfill the mandates of AB 1885. The law also prevents veterinarians from being disciplined by the Veterinary Medical Board for recommending CBD products for many of the same issues that humans cope with, including pain and anxiety and inflammation. In California news, California residents may soon be able to store their driver's license or state ID on their smartphone. Governor Newsom teased the possibility in remarks on his proposed 2023-24 state budget this week. According to the budget summary, the California Department of Technology continues to progress on the Digital Identification Project, which aims to create a single identifier that would eliminate the need for residents to manage multiple IDs across various websites to obtain state services. The California Department of Motor Vehicles told Cron that the department will be rolling out a pilot program for select participants this spring. The pilot will utilize smartphone security capabilities, including biometric readings or a PIN code, Cron reported. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.